and we salute you for making this fine radio program possible.
Thank you, Mr. Bullock. Chamber of Commerce of the United States, on behalf of our associates at Slits, for this wonderful citation. I would be remiss if I did not add a note of appreciation to Mrs. Coleman, Mr. Coleman, Tom, Mr. Quinn, for the wonderful contribution you have all made. I think you belong to that great, great aristocracy of accountants that have given us something in America that has been cherished by many, many people. I thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know you'd like to hear from the star of the program, Mr. and Mrs. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Bullitt. And I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce of the United States for this cordial invitation. It's nice an invitation to come to Washington as a movie star could possibly wish. And I want to thank you, too, for being such an appreciative audience and for accepting me as a college professor. Come to think of it, I can't be too bad at that, because I believe I'm probably the only college professor in the country that can take a difficult problem and solve it in exactly half an hour. More than this, I can do it every week. But you know, we do have some real problems on our show, and especially on an occasion like this. You see, our first responsibility, our first consideration must be to reach the people out there, our radio listeners all through the country. But we also want to project the same thing at the same time to you. And that's not always very easy, so I hope everybody could hear quite well tonight. And another difficulty is that we are not in presenting this. We have no benefit of scenery, costumes, or props. Only this morning it was suggested that we should all wear black ties. I rather objected. Of course, that was suggested out of deference to this distinguished gathering. But I said, I thought we all ought to keep in character. And that I thought some plain street suits, suitable for a college atmosphere, the sort of suits that the students, members of the faculty, might wear. And we all agree. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that my charming wife wholeheartedly agrees. In our play tonight, the time of day is just after breakfast. She is about to do the marketing. Well, anyway, then as to scenery, well, I felt that was too difficult to ask for. It's too complicated, but I said, please, will you just give us some little touch of college atmosphere, some indication that we are in the modest living room of a college professor, and the sponsor stepped right in and said, yes, we will do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to conclude and say that on behalf of my wife and myself and all of us connected with the Halls of Ivy, that this is a tribute tonight and an occasion that we shall always remember with pleasure and pride. Thank you very much.
Dr. Coleman, I think I'll attend some of your class. Now, I know you all want to hear the charming and beautiful star, Mrs. Coleman.
I'd just like to add my thanks for this very kind and very complimentary invitation we've had. It's a great pleasure in accepting tonight. Thank you.
You want to hear from the man who writes the script of this play, Mr. Don Quinn. And by the way, you members of the Chamber of Commerce, Don Quinn is a member of the Santa Barbara Chamber of Commerce of California. I give you a fellow member, Don Quinn.
Take more likes than that to make a brilliant speaker of me. Mr. Bullitt, Eli, ladies and gentlemen of the Chamber of Commerce of the United States, I feel quite at home here, not only because of the beautiful hospitality you've turned on, but because I'm a Chamber of Commerce man by heredity and inclination. Mr. Eli said I'm an active member in the Chamber of Commerce in Santa Barbara, an ex-member of the Chamber of Commerce in Encino, California. And my father founded and acted as secretary of the Chamber of Commerce in Petoskey, Michigan, St. Joseph, Michigan, and Warren, Pennsylvania. So having, if possible, inherited a sense of civic obligation, I think I have more or less tried to extend it in the national sense. I have been a radio writer for a long, long time, ever since, I think, Signor Marconi laid his flyers down. Radio was a funny noise from Pittsburgh. And many years ago, I came to the conclusion, if I may sell the place over the seeming righteous, that anyone who has the job of filling with words a half an hour of America's airtime has a responsibility which is not likely to be shrugged off. This was primarily the reason the Halls of Ivy was born. We wanted to say something, and this has proved to be a vehicle in which we could say something. In radio, and particularly in comedy radio, it is considered quite reasonable, if not mandatory, for a sponsor to say to the production staff, keep it funny, never mind the crusade. We were fortunate in acquiring a sponsor. It should be a comma there, it should be an exclamation point. In acquiring a sponsor who has given us every aid and encouragement in setting serious themes into this program. We are very grateful to him, and it is with a sense, I think, more or less, of the recognition of the identity of our objective that we accepted with such pride and pleasure this invitation to dine at the Chamber of Commerce of the United States. Thank you.
Mr. Eline, again, on behalf of this group, we want to thank you for making it possible for us to see this wonderful broadcast. I want to say, Mr. and Mrs. Coleman, that while my company has many radio programs, I try to listen to your program every week. I think it's a wonderful program. Now, we're going to close this part of the show as we close all the broadcasts with the famous announcer, Mr. Ken Carpenter. Ken?
Nothing more to say. Thank you very much, Mr. Bullitt. Let us get off the stage.
Thank you very much.